This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. Every day it is time for us to agree that there are things and tools that are available to us to slow this thing down.
What?
Sometimes I'll start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. I just hope I find it along the way. Like an improv conversation. Improvisation.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
And to help lead our federal testing program, I've tapped Dr. Tom, Engel.
Are you all right? What? Have you got a stutter? Okay, fine. Don't worry.
This means you're failing English.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. This is a good day for those of us who pay taxes in the United States and play by the rules pretty much. The vaccine mandate for businesses, if not for healthcare workers, was nixed today in the U.S. Supreme Court, and Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona put the final nail in the coffin of the Voter Fraud Act of 2022. So it's a good day. By the way, if there's a follow-up to the Hillary Clinton trial balloon today, it's in the front page of the Daily Mail from the UK. Jeffrey Epstein brought 8 young women with him on his trips to see Bill Clinton in the White House. That's a nice story. That'll help out Hillary's nascent campaign for president. And by the way, if you go to the dailymail.com, Grace Curley has got a column posted on the Daily Mail. I tweeted it out, or Grace tweeted it out for me. It's about Hillary Clinton's third run for the presidency, and she says it'd be another flop sequel. There've been a lot of them. And we were talking about the Honeymooners, the female stars. Just hasn't worked out very well. But check Grace Curley's column out at the Daily Mail. It's a great piece. I'm very proud of Grace for getting the gig at the Spectator and at the Daily Mail, in addition to the Boston Herald. 844-500-4242. Joining us now on the line is Jeff Deal, the former state rep from Whitman, former candidate for the Senate against the fake Indian. He's now running for governor. He's the only announced Republican candidate for governor right now. Jeff, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howie, great to be with you.
Well, you know, January 15th, Saturday, is the first deadline date for the Boston City workers, 14,000 of them. They have to get the vaccine, the jab, or they're in big trouble, and they have to get 2 by February 15th, or they're going to be fired. And you know, they're already firing people as we know, from hospitals. They fired at least one state trooper. They're going after Department of Correction guards and the state prisons. This is a big problem. And what are your plans to deal with this problem?
Well, I wish the state courts here in Massachusetts had the same fortitude that the Supreme Court did as far as ruling on the business end. You know, three different cases have been brought now in the state by different unions. Corrections officers unions, state police unions, and the first responders united group that's been out there. Shayna Catone was fired. You know, they've tried to get an injunction against this, and the state courts won't do that. And I know the federal court did rule that the nurses, anybody working who gets Medicaid, any organization with Medicaid is subject to the federal regulations. So unfortunately, there's that case.
Yeah, because Roberts and Kavanaugh didn't stay with the conservative majority. It was a 5-4 vote.
You know, can you imagine? I mean, Trump gets in and gets three conservatives on the Supreme Court, and yet we still don't get exactly the remedy we were hoping for. And yet the Democrats still want to stack the courts against us, right? I mean, change the Constitution for voting laws, stack the Supreme Court.
Yeah, but see, they don't. But Jeff, you know, they don't need to stack the court. We just played the cut from Jen Psaki. She said, we lost the case, so we're just telling the employers to go ahead and require the mandates anyway.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, thankfully, my wife and I own a small business. That's not going to be the way we operate. But I tell you, it's certainly dangerous when you have, you know, the federal government thinking that they can tell businesses, you know, again, how to treat their employees as far as health care. And in this case, you know, an individual should always have the right to decide what is injected into their body. The government should not be telling you this. This is a personal decision. That's why, again, it's so painful to know that in Massachusetts, specifically Boston, we're going to be seeing this implemented over the weekend. And by Monday, I think you're going to see people being laid off that were first responders, that were nurses, first responders, police and fire, and city workers who were public-facing during the pandemic, and heroes then, now zeros when Michelle Wu is in office. It's terrible.
Yeah, I mean, as failed as a mayor as Kim Janey was, I mean, she had a fairly reasonable policy. She said, if you don't want to get a vaccine, you have to get tested weekly. I mean, we've had Shana Catone on earlier this week, the Boston police sergeant who's leading the first responders who are fighting this. I mean, what's the problem with getting a test? I mean, they're talking about how important these tests are. They're lying about how many tests they're going to have. They're going to mail them to everybody in the country who wants one. And yet, that's not enough to preserve your job in the city of Boston.
Right, or the
Commonwealth for Massachusetts, right, for that matter.
Yeah, testing on a regular basis, and if you had the virus, you don't go in. But look, a lot of these people develop natural immunities. They should certainly be eligible to go to work. They've been adapted to it. Their bodies have adapted to it. First thing we do a year from now, when I'm in office, is we restore anybody who lost their job due to these state mandates. They get their jobs back. That's the first and foremost thing. And on day two, my plan is to find everybody who thought this was a great idea and give them the pink slip for trying to, you know, fire people who were doing their jobs before there was a vaccine and they were required to do it. And now that there is a vaccine, and by the way, that vaccine's not necessarily proving to be protecting like they promised that it would, and rightfully being questioned by people, and hardly any reporting of the adverse reactions by people. This is just the wrong direction that Massachusetts is going in. We'll correct that in January of 2023 once we've won this governor's race.
Well, you know, you just reminded me of the woman in human resources at the Department of Corrections, and they said, you're in charge of giving out the religious exemptions, and so she gave out some religious exemptions. So you remember what happened to her? She got fired.
Yep.
They fired her for that reason alone. She was giving out religious exemptions. And then they said, you have a good reason. It's the same thing they're doing in the city of Boston. You know this, Jeff. They're saying, well, you have a legitimate reason for seeking a religious exemption, but we can't accommodate your religious exemption. So hit the road, Jack.
Right. Well, again, this is going to change. I'm out in Auburn tonight at an event where there's parents here who are tired of the vaccine, you know, mandates themselves, the mask mandates for kids, even though it's proving that, you know, these kids are at the lowest risk of anybody of catching this. You know, there's school districts want to close schools. Boston Public Schools wants to go remote again. You know, we've been through this for 2 years. People are tired of it. They know the science isn't proving out anymore. It's time to make a change. And again, that's why I'm running for governor. We're going to have more stable leadership. It's not a knee-jerk reactionary to a virus that you know, again, showed that it was really much more of a something that you know, the elderly were adverse to, and you know, 99.97% of us were okay with.
Yes, exactly. So where can people go if they want to get involved with your campaign, Jeff?
Yep, they go to jeffdiehl.com, jeffdiehl.com. You can get information on where I'm going to be. You get a chance to volunteer. Obviously, you can donate. We've also got some campaign things like lawn signs, bumper stickers you can order there. So just go to jeffdiehl.com. You get everything you need.
Can they go to the meeting tonight, or is there a certain limit of people that can go to the meeting tonight in Auburn?
It was an RSVP. I'm not sure. There might still be people at the table. don't actually. The place is J. Anthony's in Auburn. So if they come to the door, on the side door, there's a check-in table. There might be some seats still available.
Okay, and I got a MAGA hat from the president on Saturday, and I said, you know, I got a MAGA hat already, and I thought you might like it, so I gave it to Jay Kennedy, and I told him to give it to you when he gets back to Massachusetts. So you got to go, you got to track down Jay. He's got your hat from Mar-a-Lago that says "Make America Great Again."
Well, that's fantastic. Great to add to my wardrobe. Perfect. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks. He's the president is very supportive of you. He speaks highly of you, Jeff Deal.
Well, I know he was pleased and, that Governor Baker didn't run again, and I thank him for his support in the past. And we'll prove him right in November. That's for sure.
All right. Thank you, Jeff Deal, and good luck at your meeting tonight. And keep us informed about as we get near this. This vaccine deadline for the city of Boston employees. Nobody is ever happy to step out of the shower only to reach for a scratchy, thin, non-absorbent bath towel. Instead, dry off with a thick, thirsty, soft, and big enough to cover everywhere bath towel from MyPillow. I'm excited to tell you that Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have created the best, most luxurious, and absorbent towel ever. Don't throw in the towel. Get this very special offer just for Howie fans. You can get a set of six towels for just $39.99 with code Howie. They normally go for $109.99. I got some navy blue towels. They're great. They're really nice, thick towels. Wow, what savings too. $39.99 for towels that normally go for $109.99. Just call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Don't like them? Don't worry. You can always return them with MyPillow's 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty. These are towels that work. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
I could still teach you a few, kid. You're just a tin horn thug and you always will be. You haven't got the guts to be anything else.
The Howie Carr Show.
This new year, let HelloFresh deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes to your front door. Get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts with code Howie16 at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What was the worst part of Joe Biden's day? Supreme Court blocks his vaccine mandate? Filibuster lives? Hunter Biden's ex-wife publishing her memoirs, or Hillary Clinton's 2024 trial balloon?
Filibuster lives.
45% say the filibuster lives, 39% say it's the Supreme Court, 8% say Hillary, and 7% say Hunter's ex-wife.
All right. 844-500-4242. Maybe Jim Psaki is going to say, hey, don't worry about Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. Just don't count all the Republican votes. Say there was a 48-0 vote to get rid of the filibuster. That's all. It's a workaround, as they said about the decision, or the obvious decision that Congress would have made not to approve a national vaccine mandate for businesses of over 100 people. 844-500-4242. Is it cold? Is it cold enough for you? The city of Boulder, a woke citadel in the Rocky Mountains, home of the University of Colorado Buffaloes, I believe their name is. They're recommending that to deal with the rising fuel prices and the potential shortages down the road, that residents turn down thermostats, paging Jimmy Carter again, and this is something Jimmy Carter never said, harness sunshine. By opening south-facing shades during the daytime, installing better windows, and installing additional insulation were among the other suggestions. Oh, that's nice. So how are you supposed to pay for the installing better windows and installing additional insulation when you're spending all your money on fuel and on other inflationary products, like, for instance, food? California Governor Gavin Newsom has today rejected parole for Sirhan Sirhan. Good. The 77-year-old Palestinian who was convicted of the 1968 assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy at the Ambassador Hotel in L.A. after the California primary. Let's see here. Kennedy's wife, widow, Ethel Kennedy, declared her opposition, and some of the kids, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the guy who wrote the book that we all like now about Fauci, he wanted to let him go. He thinks that that Sirhan Sirhan was a patsy, just like Lee Harvey Oswald said he was a patsy in killing Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s uncle, the president of the United States. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
You know, Howie, the most frustrating thing about Biden's approval ratings is we know right off the bat 80 million people just don't like the guy and think he's an idiot. And then you've got, what, maybe 28% approve of him? And what is that, maybe 30, 35 million Americans? You know what I mean? If you extrapolate the percentages, how is democracy working when you have a guy that close to 100 million people in this country, taxpayers, just think is a complete buffoon?
I mean, they don't care, David. They don't care about taxpayers. Yeah, maybe you haven't noticed that. They have utter contempt for people who actually work for a living and contribute to society. That's not who he's there to represent. He's there to represent the deadbeats and the gold bricks and the freeloaders and the illegal aliens.
He really is. I mean, it was like I often worried about the riots and everything, and I'm like, these people, none of them are taxpayers. All of them are layabouts, and they're ruining this country. But yet, these people sit in office in the hubris and think that they know better than us. How do you know what I mean? It's insane.
I know. And they, and even the people that used to have jobs have gotten lazy. There was a story today in the New York Post. A majority of Americans currently working remotely. That means they're not working, okay? Let's be honest. Most of them aren't working. Said they would consider quitting their jobs if their employer required them to return to the office. This is according to a new survey by the Morning Consult. A whopping 85% say they enjoy being remote. That's like asking you, what day do you like better, Saturday or Monday? Guess what? It's going to be 85% are going to vote for Saturday. As opposed to money. They're not working. I mean, we had that guy call last week. It was a very telling call. He said he works in an auto showroom, and he said it was dead in the business hours of weekdays. And he said now the place is popping. You know, people that claim they have jobs, they say, oh, I only got a couple of hours here. So they got some kind of Zoom meeting where they got to show up somewhere, but they don't have to work. They don't have to show up. They're not doing anything. No wonder they don't want to go back to work. American teleworkers were, by and large, unenthusiastic about doing anything work-related that involved getting out of their homes. Well, in other words, American teleworkers who don't work were, by and large, enthusiastic about doing anything work-related, period. Because they're not doing anything. I can't say that enough. And I know people are going, I'm working hard. Yeah, right. Yeah. I know some people are working hard. Some people were working hard from home before. But most people have used this as a giant scam. And that's why the judges are on Baker's side. Not only have they gotten four pay raises in the last couple of years, but they've also not worked for 2 years. Why did they want this thing to continue forever. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242. We sold out of the Aviva Trattoria gift certificates earlier today, but you can still go to HowieCarsShow.com and click on store, and you can get other great gifts, cheap bastard deals, including the Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire, great arcade for the in the Lakes region. You can get it for the ski season or for next summer. It's a great gift. $50 gift certificate for $25. Maria's Ristorante in Portland, Maine. $50 gift certificate for $25. Great Italian restaurant. Fantastic meatballs right on Congress Street in my birthplace. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, hey. Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I was just, I was listening to Jeff Deal, and, I think I've talked to you about this before, but I just don't see how he can beat any Democrat like a Marty Walsh or a Maura Healey. And I don't really see how Trump's endorsement really helps him that much either, except in maybe the Republican primary.
What do you want to do? Who do you want? Who do you want to run, though, Paul?
No, I think we need, and I'm not a big fan of Charlie Baker, but he's a guy that could win, and he's a lot better.
What does it matter? He's a Democrat.
Well, he's a moderate Democrat, though. He's not like a loony lefty like Marty Walsh or Maura Healey,
But we don't know if either of them are going to run, actually, Paul.
There are other
nuts that would step forward, but I wouldn't say it's a guaranteed cinch that either of those people are going to run.
True, but I'll tell you very honestly, I'd like to see Jeff maybe go a little bit more moderate, and again, I don't think having Trump behind him in Massachusetts is a big win for him. When Trump got, 34% of the vote against Clinton and Biden, somewhere in that range, low 30s. I mean, I don't see how that's a big, a win for him. And like I said, I'd like to see him go a little, kind of soft pedal it a little more. I mean, his stance on,
Paul, what do you want him to soft pedal exactly? I mean, you're either for the vaccine mandate, and you say that a worker should be fired because he won't get the mandate, because he won't get the jab, or he shouldn't be. I mean, how do you moderate your position on something like that?
It's for a better political mind than mine, that's for sure. Otherwise, I'd be in the arena. Politics and campaign manager. Just like Massachusetts is just like so. I'm getting ready, I'm approaching retirement age. I'm looking for a place in Florida now. I'm not going to be a citizen of Massachusetts much longer. I'm going to be like you, I'm going to move to a red state and, a place where there's no state income tax. It's a 5% pay raise right off the bat.
Yeah, soon it will be more than that if they get their way and get the graduated income tax. And again, it's the millionaire's tax. It won't just be for millionaires for very long. Thanks for the call, Paul. I don't know what to tell you, really. I mean, I think he's doing what he can, and I'm glad that Trump endorsed Deal, and I'm glad that Baker is gone. Baker was a disaster. The guy killed all these restaurants. I mean, they're still dying. There was someone sent me a story today. There's a restaurant, or was a restaurant. It opened right before the panic began in Belmont Center. It looked like a beautiful place. I never went to it, but the guy spent a ton of money, and it had a wonderful bar, and he worked on it, and it had all the old wood. It was made out of old wood. A very nice looking bar, and so he hung on for 2 years just by his fingernails. Jamaica Jeff's in Belmont Center. And it's gone. He finally gave up. According to an article from the Belmont Citizen Herald and Wicked Local, Jamaica Jeff's in Belmont Center is no longer in business, with owner Jeffrey Lassiter. Jeffrey Lassiter, when Baker came and made one of his whistle stops in Belmont one time, Jeff Lassiter tried to talk to him and say, please, you're killing me. can you help me out here? And Baker just didn't even speak to him, wouldn't even talk to this guy, Jeff Lasseter. He was just a small businessman. What do I need? Yeah. I'm taking money from the nursing homes. You know? He said, it's a minor miracle I stayed open as long as I did. We get to a point where we have to make hard decisions. The best decision financially was to shut down this place. Lasseter also wished that Massachusetts could be more like Florida. That's something that Paul and I and millions of other former Massachusetts residents, or hundreds of thousands anyway, agree on. He said, we're the same human beings here as in Florida. Up here, we have this doomsday attitude. People are gripped with fear about going out to eat. I wonder why. The article mentions that Lasseter said the town was supportive of him, especially those in the police and fire departments. The ones who are up against, they're going to be up against the gun sooner rather than later in Belmont, just as in the city of Boston or on the state police. I believe in Belmont, he said. The potential is here. It's a very special place. That's why I keep my family here. He opened Jamaica Jeff's in the fall of 2019. He's been, among other things, a CIA officer and a U.S. diplomat. Seemed like a really good guy when we had him on the air. And I'm sorry, Jeff, you didn't make it. And again, this is what bugs me. You know, Trump said to me last week, and he said, you really didn't like Baker, did you? I said, no, I didn't. And this is a reason. I mean, he hurt people for no reason. You know, it was stupid what he did. He thought he was courageous, but he was just making dumb decisions, and he damaged a lot of people's lives. Not just restaurant owners either. All kinds of people. People who couldn't see their loved ones before they died. Kids, little kids, haven't been to school for all this time, who now are going to, you know, they're going to maybe have to go back to remote learning. And for what? Why did they do this? They didn't have to do any of this. Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, Howie. I just wanted to touch on what you were talking about with the Carter administration and now what Biden's saying about insulation and windows and this, that, and the other thing.
Don't forget sweaters.
what's that?
Don't forget sweaters.
Yeah, well, so here's the thing. I mean, a common household, you know, a normal-sized house that holds a family, you know, say the two adults, three kids, and maybe an in-law or something like that, that today in the technology of windows they're talking about, just in materials alone, I'm a contractor, so you're talking a house that size with all your exterior doors, sliding doors, windows, skylights. That's like, to begin with the technology of windows they're talking about, top of the line, Anderson, Marvin, it doesn't matter. Yeah. That's $70,000 to begin with. And they're not even considering how much it costs to do the exterior and interior trim when you rip them out. It's not like you just pull a window out and pop a new one in.
Al, I know this because I just had new windows installed in my condo, which is not a big place in Palm Beach. And that number you cited is about what I paid. And I had to wait for months for everything to happen. It took a while for them to get the new windows in, and then it took even longer for them to get an actual work crew together that could put the windows in. You're right. It's very, everything is expensive. Getting a new set of tires is expensive now, Al.
Right. I know. And it's just insane because there's no medium with these people. It's you do this, you do that, but it's how do we afford that? Who has $100,000 just to replace all this stuff because they're hiking prices up on energy and everything because they're making us deficient in energy in itself? I mean,
I know.
What are we supposed to do with normal people, you know?
Of all the crazy things, I mean, what's the point of coming into office and saying for the first time in 50, 60, 70 years, America is energy independent again. We're exporting energy to our allies around the world. And the first thing you do is you restore our dependence on unstable, enemy sources in the Middle East. I mean, that's probably the most, other than opening the border, that's the second most insane thing Biden has done, or his caregivers have done.
Well, I mean, what? I mean, but it was Trump that was Putin's bleep, right? So, I mean...
yeah, right. Right.
I don't know where to go with it.
I know. I figured I'd talk... Everything he, it's all projection. Again, he was talking about in Atlanta. They're using the big lie to steal the election. They're making stuff up about it, the winners, and that's what the Democrats did in 2016. He's accusing the Republicans of doing exactly what his own party did. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie, man, there's so much when I listen to you while I'm on hold that I want to talk about. So, but hey, a real quick example. I live in Maine, you know, and I go to the town of Castine a lot. And you talk about devastation to restaurants and the livelihood of, you know, that's where, you know, Maine Maritime is, right? So
yeah.
The place is just about shut down. It's sad, sad, sad. And like last time I was there, great restaurant, Otters. The owner was fantastic. He was shut down. So it's another restaurant. The owner was the bartender and the waiter, and he had a cook. That's it. Two people. And they had the abbreviated menu. All because they couldn't find anybody to work at all. This is an absolutely, I don't know if you've ever been there, but Castine's is absolutely gorgeous. But
yeah.
The reason I called in real quick, Howie, is I'm in like finance business, and dealing with banks constantly and calling and stuff, and you would not believe the inefficiency that I have to deal with every day, where I need to talk to an institution, and you know, if I get them on the phone and I don't get a voicemail, they're at home, and I can hear kids in the background, dogs in the background, you know, and you know, from the, I'm not kidding you. Like actually, now first you couldn't hear it at all. Now you hear it all the time, and they say, "Oh, excuse me." That's just my kids. Or, oh, that's my dog. I'm like, well, no, yeah, I know that's your dog. Here's the paper of business we have to talk about. And I'm talking to the bank where the same bank across the street has tellers, you know, and like, who are these people staying home? And then I have people at my desk gloating about the fact that they have been to work in 2 years. 2 years. And they're talking
to
me. It just blows my mind.
Yeah. I know. Barry Weiss had a great column today about this, talking about bringing sanity to the Omicron chaos. And it sort of, some of it involves what you were saying. I've done every stage of this pandemic, the Tiger King stage, the 10,000 steps a day phase, the adopting a dog phase, the regret having adopted a dog phase, and the inability to imagine my life without a dog phase, and the sweatpants phase that I truly worry will never end. I mean, yeah. I mean, everybody is like beyond work, but they still want to get paid, and they still want to be treated seriously. Well, I'll go back to work when I'm not afraid. What the hell are you afraid of? You got the two shots. You got the booster shot. You might get sick. You're gonna have a cold if you've been vaccinated. The reality is, you're not gonna die probably. One way or the other, but you're not even going to get that sick. You may have a couple of tough days, but you've had the flu before. You've had shingles. You may have had pneumonia, bronchitis, upper respiratory infections. It's not going to kill you. You got to get off your ass. You got to build a fence or in the backyard and put the dog outside. Or buy a little one of those little fences so he can't go up the stairs and wreck the bedrooms upstairs. God, 844-500-4242, 617. Can plumbers and carpenters work from home? Exactly. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mister.
Howie Carr returns. After this. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fathead! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
844-500-4242. Your tax dollars at work in Massachusetts. Ex-homeless shelter head agrees to pay state $6 million. $6 million. He was the head of a homeless shelter. $6 million to settle allegations he pocketed state housing funds. I guess they must have been true if he's paying $6 million back. He was the head of a nonprofit. Can we rename, under the Truth in Advertising Act, can we rename nonprofits as very profitables? The longtime head of the state's only homeless shelter with an almost entirely Spanish-speaking staff has agreed to pay $6 million to settle a civil suit brought by Attorney General Mara Healy, who charged him with pocketing millions of dollars in funds that were supposed to help the homeless. Manuel Duran, who is also facing criminal charges, claimed to have amassed a real estate empire worth more than $22 million by 2019, buying and selling more than 20 properties while running the Roxbury nonprofit agency. And his attorney said, Mr. Duran has expressed sorrow for this situation. He got caught stealing $6 million and he's had to pay it back, and now he's facing criminal charges for perjury, larceny over $1,200 and making false entries. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Howie. How are you today?
Good.
I wanted to talk about... Good, thanks. The ruling against health care is an emanation of Obamacare. The ruling will spill over logically that the patients who receive federal money also have no choice but to get the vaccine or not receive care.
I didn't know that.
Well, I'm speculating this. I see that's the way it's going. To Robert's defense, Obamacare needs to go back to the states, just like these other bad federal laws.
You know, sometimes you have to make a decision in life, right? And John Roberts has got to understand that. I mean, I don't know what they've got over him, but he always tries to, you know, make these Solomonic decisions, you know. And they, in this case, we'll let the private employers, protect their employees. But if you're getting Medicare or Medicaid dollars, you don't get to protect your employees. I mean, this is not the way it works. It's just like, we're not going to take Texas versus Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court case about all the stolen votes in Pennsylvania. Oh, because we don't want to offend the Democrats and the mainstream media. Well, now look what you've got. You've got the Biden administration, the biggest political disaster in living memory, maybe in American political history. Thanks for the call, Mary. I'm Howie Carr.